Track 3. And from the Mid-Devon, the headline is More Speedwatch Volunteers Needed. A Newton Abbott councillor is seeking volunteers to join the town's Speedwatch initiative. Councillor Mike Joyce has been a driving force behind Newton Abbott's community Speedwatch scheme for many years. And now he is urging more volunteers to come forward and join the small but dedicated Speedwatch team. Councillor Joyce said, "We can always do with more operatives to join our already great crew who, through 12 months of the year, are out as many times as possible. We're all volunteers who have been trained to use the equipment and to input the data, but there is room for more. To meet the ever-increasing demand for Speedwatch to be in several locations. To become an operative, there is an online form to complete and a short, fairly easy training session. People are invited to join us on any of our sessions to meet and greet us and see how it all works. Community Speedwatch is a national initiative where, in partnership with the police, members of communities use detection devices to monitor local vehicle speeds. The volunteers then report drivers exceeding the speed limit to the police with the aim of educating drivers to slow down. If the data proves a driver is ignoring repeated warnings, police can prosecute them. The aim is to reduce death and injury on the roads, improve the quality of life for local communities, reduce the speed of vehicles to the speed limit, and increase public awareness of inappropriate speed. Community Speedwatch does not result in prosecution itself. However, if a persistent speeding driver is identified through the scheme, police can use this evidence to take action against them if required. So my suggestion is, if you're in a car with somebody that you think is speeding, ask them to slow down.
Alice Cross celebrates major funding boost. A community centre in Tynmouth is celebrating after being awarded vital funding that will help secure its future. The Alice Cross Centre has received a five-year grant of £320,000 from the National Lottery Community Fund, which will provide vital financial support to help it develop and continue offering its services to improve well-being and reduce loneliness. The funding, which will contribute around £65,000 per year for the next 5 years towards the centre's £215,000 annual running costs, provides much-needed stability. Less than 2 years ago, the Alice Cross Centre warned that rising costs and a reduction in grant funding could result in closure. However, a concerted fundraising effort and a generous legacy enabled the centre to navigate through the financial crisis. The National Lottery funding will provide the Alice Cross Centre with a steady base as it continues to actively fundraise so it can continue to offer the services aimed at improving community well-being through social connections, movement, nutrition, food and mind. The Alice Cross Centre offers services that support older people, vulnerable adults and the wider communities across Tynmouth and beyond. These include 3,648 meal deliveries a year, 780 social groups and affordable activities, plus the provision of a welcoming, safe community space open to all. The National Lottery grant is a huge milestone, said Alice Cross Centre Chair of Trustees Andy Longford. It has taken 9 months of hard work to progress through a highly competitive application and assessment process, and we are deeply grateful for the support we have received. While it gives us much needed security, it does not remove the need for ongoing local support, as we still need to raise significant additional income of around £150,000 each year pointed out Alice Cross Centre manager Peter Howell. This funding gives us stability, not surplus. The money will allow us to continue, strengthen and grow the important activities and services we provide every day. Thanks to National Lottery Players, we can future-proof the organisation and ensure that the centre is here to support people across Tynmouth and surrounding towns for many years to come.
Nightmare on Elm Grove Road. Questions are being asked why a disruptive one-way system was introduced for traffic in Dawlish a week before any work appeared to have started. Residents are complaining the new chaotic road restrictions in Elm Grove Road and Sandy Lane had been in force for more than a week, but no one had seen any work taking place. Meanwhile, the situation is compounded by ongoing gas works being carried out by Wales and West on Exeter Road. Now, County Councillor Rosie Dawson has raised a complaint with Devon County Council asking for an urgent review of the A379 and Elm Grove Road Management Plan due to worsening congestion. Angry motorists and residents say the situation driving around Dawlish currently is an absolute nightmare. One resident said, "There are roadworks everywhere, traffic at a standstill, and endless hold-ups, people getting irate and refusing to reverse, which just makes everything worse. What should be a quick drive is turning into chaos every time. Drivers attempting to access homes, Dawlish College and Gateway Primary School have reported carnage since the one-way system was set up." One resident said, "Parked vehicles on double yellow lines, even with police cones out, and also parking on school zigzag lines. At one point, it was absolutely gridlocked."